it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes away from the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock
because
hour.
Because I have never
get
met
you caught up
a
on
girl.
Ree Morris said. at the press availability earlier today. Some updates on the wide receivers.
Oh, yeah.
As it stands right now, sounds pretty good.
It sounds good.
For Darnell Mooney and Drake London, we will see. He also did say that the competition at kicker begins today.
Yeah, which is
a terrible sentence
it's
to
It's a
hear.
Terrible sentence, and it's like, okay, because I'm envisioning how this is going to go. Because usually doing practice, you have the special teams period, and then they'll do some kicks. The kicker usually kicks. So is somebody going to get, like, is it who makes them? Obviously, who makes them? Like, who misses all five and he makes all four? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like going to be an alternating thing.
I wonder the same thing.
Like, I've never seen before.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I mean, we were kind of joking about it yesterday. Yeah. Like, yeah. Have him play horse or something.
Yeah.
Kicker horse. See who can outdo the other one.
My thing, this is my thing, though. Like, because you're always competing, but technically they are teammates. And so if one of them makes a kick, does the other one come and give him five? Good job.
Right.
Hell no.
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 No, I mean.
I'm talking to the snapper. Hey, man.
Come on.
Come on, dog.
Talking to the holder.
Turn over.
Laces in. Laces in.
Yeah.
Laces in.
Yeah. But I'm sure it won't
Yeah, I mean,
like
Parker Romo's trying to get that game check.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Hell yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't make this.
And he from here?
Yeah. He doesn't win this competition. I don't know what happens. You just cut him again? Probably.
Yeah.
You didn't keep him on the practice squad. You just cut him again. So. Yeah, he's trying to get that game check on Sunday and keep this job. I mean, vet minimum for I don't know what it all works out to, but if he's on the team for the rest of the year, I bet he makes about $1 million.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Raheem on the kicking situation in Atlanta, that's a cut and dry position. Yes, it is.
Pretty
Either you
simple.
Make them or you don't.
Pretty simple.
Wouldn't be having this conversation if they were made. True.
Yep.
Asked if Parker Romo actually has a chance to play. Said they'll know more through the evaluation this week. Definitely didn't close out the door on either one of those guys.
Yeah, because that's the thing. If Kuz's the kicker Sunday, that means Romo came in and just wasn't good.
Basically.
You're right, couldn't beat him.
Basically.
Because I wonder this. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because
because we
talked about this with like some of the vets they signed in free agency to compete with the draft picks.
Yeah.
They wanted the draft picks to win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Do you think that they care one way or the
nope.
other who wins this?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lean
no,
at all.
No, they do not.
I just want one of you guys to look better.
My thing is, I mean, obviously, if you make more than him, but is that enough? Meaning, is that enough if this dude, Romo, isn't as good as Koo in practice? Is that enough for you to be confident to go up there to Minneapolis with Koo kicking?
Right.
No. For me, no.
The fact that this is happening is proof that there's no confidence in Koo.
Yeah.
And why would there be?
Right.
Like, obviously. We're not, you know, this isn't a mystery.
Yeah.
He missed a bunch of kicks. And then he had a chance to send the game to overtime on Sunday and missed a 44-yarder. Like, that's, you know, that's why this is happening. So there's already no confidence in him. I don't know. I hope Romo does enough to give them confidence in him and we can move forward. Like we said with Dave, we've spent enough time talking about this. Rightfully so, it's part of the story, and it's one of the big stories coming out of game one. But if we can go the rest of the season and talking about the kicker isn't needed, that means whoever got this job this week did a good job.
Yes.
And I hope that's what happens.
Yes.
Because Dave, with another Archer, like always, a great stat. We talked to him in the 11 o'clock hour of the 18 games that Raheem has coached now as head coach of the Atlanta Falcons last year in the first game this year, 13 of them in one score games.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How they always are.
You need a kicker. You need a kicker who can make the kicks. All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
How did we get here?
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
I want to give a shout out to another listener. I actually gave this listener a shout out about 6 or so, 7 months ago, whatever.
Well, they asked him, like,
I saw him again.
Did they ask, did you shout me out, bro?
No, actually, he didn't. I'm talking to you, Scott, who is probably listening right now. Scott and his lovely wife were down at the Truist Club last night. I learned something interesting about Scott. So not only does his wife work with McKenna and they're, you know, selling stuff, but they're going to try to get Scott to be able to come up here and sit like in the studio and watch part of the show one day. So hopefully we can make that happen. Oh. But Scott and his wife are the only couple to have ever been married on the 50-yard line at the Georgia Dome.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn.
And the only ones that will.
Yeah. And the only ones that will.
Nobody will ever do that again.
They blew that thing up.
Yeah.
But he showed me pictures of it last night. It was actually really cool. They gave him one of the clubs for the reception and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Sometimes all you really have to do is ask somebody, hey, can we make this happen? And a lot of times people are willing to make stuff happen for you.
Where would you want to get married? Now we're married, but like if you and Tara decided to do it, if you were going to have like a unique location like that?
Off the top of my head, it would probably be Truist Park or the Superdome.
That would be cool because you guys did work there together.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that. Yeah. See, there that you go. Cool. You're thinking of the Bond thing. I'm just being selfish.
Yeah. That's what I was like. When you said the Superdome, right. I was like, hold on, what? Y'all met at Truist.
We didn't meet at there. I got her job there.
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
No, we were on the field after the NLCS together and
home
whatnot.
Plate?
Yeah.
You're right. Home plate at
Truist. Damn, Bo.
I hope that happens because I would assume we would be there. So that would be. That'd be fun.
I think Bo would.
Now
have,
I'm being selfish.
You would most certainly be there.
I think Bo and Tara's wedding would be the most laid back, chilled, optional if you want to wear a tux or not, dress up place.
I agree. I think Bo obviously could say, but I agree with that. But I also think it might then be one of the most fun receptions.
Yes.
Like ever.
Oh, because we would have like WWE entrances and stuff. Like, y'all would probably be in the wedding party.
It would just be. But I'm just saying, like, party.
Yeah. It would be. Oh yeah, it would be pretty cool.
It'd be pretty. Almost cussed. It'd be pretty cool.
All right, come on. Or do what you want, but.
So the Carolina Panthers this season are using Xavier Leggett to market a brand new item on their in-stadium menu. Would you care to guess?
Horse.
They ain't selling no damn horse.
My bad.
Horse is very tough to eat, so I've heard. I've never had it.
Oh, I'm about to say.
And he loves horses. He would never do that.
Yeah.
How about raccoon?
Hell no. They're not selling raccoon in the stadium.
The sandwich is called the Masked Bandit, and it's only raccoon themed.
Oh,
I wanted to keep you going there.
I know damn well.
For as long as I could.
I was going to say, I've got some relatives in North Carolina.
It does actually
raccoon.
Sound like a pretty good sandwich. So it's brisket, which I absolutely love some good brisket. It's got some kind of funky slaw barbecue sauce. And then the bun that they use is, I guess it's a mixture of like rye and white bread because it's striped.
Okay.
So it looks like a raccoon.
Okay.
That sounds really good.
The Masked Bandit. It does sound really good. So Masked Bandit.
He better get his stuff together on the field.
Man.
Oh, what happened?
Taking plays off, no, not knowing where he's supposed to be. Acting confused.
It was not a good week one for him.
Not a good look. No. And for him to be like arguably one or two with Tet, like they got nobody else, really.
Yeah, man.
He shipped Thielen off.
He did not have a good game one.
Uh-oh. Here's your opportunity, young fella. Learn what you're supposed to be doing on the football field because standing around is usually not a good
thing. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
So on to a little bit of college football stuff here. So if you did not know who Haley Sawyer is.
You didn't.
Let me inform
not
you.
Not one is, clue.
You didn't.
She is a reporter for USC, but she is also Abe Gordon's favorite reporter.
Wait, for this reason.
After Florida loses to UCF last weekend, Haley Sawyer actually moved Florida up in her AP poll. She's an AP poll voter. Moved Florida up to 14. Didn't even include UCF or USF. Was it USF? UCF? One of those. All right. So here's Haley Sawyer making a comment on how she chooses who she votes for in the AP poll. Hee hee.
As far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with.
Well, she's right. Eight people doesn't matter.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. I saw the clip, but I didn't listen to the volume. This is my first time seeing the volume. But I saw the quote tweets and everything of how mad people are at this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept saying to myself, self, you remember my new phrase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it that serious?
It definitely isn't that serious.
Probably not that serious to be chastising the woman, but
like they were
kind of.
They were going at this lady.
But it's also not great. Right?
No, it's not. Like, well, it's not a good look.
But,
no.
the thing about it is, it's not going to have any determining factor on anything.
No, it isn't. Definitely not.
Yeah.
But it is like a part of what she does.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Not a huge part. Like, obviously, she's covering USC football.
Is she
going to
be in Grapevine?
No.
Okay.
He's not going to be a part of that.
Okay.
But that also does kind of speaks to that to me, which is, I think it surprises people, and this is what makes people mad, is college football fans love college football with a passion that is almost unrivaled.
Right.
And then the thought that there's people that work in college football that don't.
Okay. I mean, I get that part.
That infuriates
people. I get you that part
and
right
that,
there.
That bothers me a little bit too, just because it's like, you know, and again, she probably takes the important parts of her job very seriously.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is not nearly as important.
How do you get an AP
rest.
Vote?
I don't know. Oh. I'm not sure how that works. And there are a lot of people that vote for it and all of that kind of stuff.
I would imagine if you worked for a local newspaper that covers any D1 school or whatever, you
can
probably
we get AP
vote.
Things?
We probably could.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't. I don't
probably.
I don't want to.
I'm sure BA like has a vote.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's just pretty. Seems like pretty bare minimum to me. To just at least check the box scores, right? Like, she didn't know that Florida lost.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know what I mean?
I understand that. Like, I understand that.
But this also kind of, I mean, it's not on the same level, but this, there are people that have votes for things. And look, it matters to some people. And where your school's ranked in the AP vote will matter to somebody to get a job or to not get a job or, you know, at some point possibly.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that have votes for things that probably shouldn't have votes for things that,
I agree with that.
If you're not going to take it seriously, don't do it.
That's
I
right.
agree with that.
That's right. You don't have to do it.
It is like, something that people look at, and a lot of people take it serious, although it won't ultimately matter in the end. It don't matter this week.
That's the funniest thing, real quick, Bo. It said, new Michigan super booster, Larry Allison. He's really, really rich, Andy.
Where's he rich from?
I don't know. Has passed Elon Musk as the richest person in the world.
Oh, wow.
Quote tweet, hide your receivers. Hide your linemen.
They're coming for
hide
them.
Your receivers.
Oracle.
He's coming for them. He's an Oracle guy. Okay. Uh-huh. He's coming for you. He's coming for you players.
Michigan?
Yes.
This here says he went to the University of Chicago.
But it says right here on three,
no, I buy,
Michigan
I
super booster. Yeah, don't mean necessarily he went to Michigan.
Oh, he's right. Just a fan.
He's a super
just
booster.
A fan.
He's like, give money to the University of Chicago won't make
he played. He played an integral role in the Wolves' pursuit of Bryce Underwood.
Okay.
Oh, hell.
Sandy.
He went to Illinois.
He went to Illinois, and he's a Michigan super booster?
They can't. The Illini can't get some, wow. Like some receivers, too?
Boosters? Wow. Well, wow. Say super.
Maybe he didn't have a good time.
Maybe. Maybe his wife went there.
So you mentioned ball snatcher Karen yesterday from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, yeah, we did briefly mention that, yes.
Yeah.
So despite everything that's happening to her, the University of Alabama also has a Karen, and somebody in Tuscaloosa caught up to this woman at a gas station, talking about what she may do if she were to win the recent $1.2 billion Powerball.
I tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. What? I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama, and then I'd take whatever else it took to get rid of the AD.
Damn.
Oh, man. I love these people that roam the streets with microphones.
They are very upset with him.
They are. I can't. I honestly think that every Alabama fan that I know, and it's not that many, but it's not none. Like, I probably know 10 to 15 Alabama fans well enough for them to have my phone number.
Yes.
They have all texted me, including Mike Johnson. I'm going to put you out there, Mike, including Mike Johnson,
right,
and asked me if I would take Kalen DeBoer back. First of all,
Mike,
not,
Big Mike actually.
First of all, that's not how it works.
Oh.
Okay. You hired him. You took him, by the way. But yeah, I'd take him.
There will never be another Nick Saban.
That's
people need to realize.
Yeah. We're at the national championship with him. I'll take him back.
My thing is with the whole Phillies lady, Bo. They found. I guess they got the wrong lady. They were harassing that. Like, I always say this. This is always. If you are going to be dumb enough to try to attack somebody, know who you're attacking. That lady ain't. That ain't the same lady that everybody was going at.
At least attack the right one.
You know, because she was a dumbass. All right, you took that ball from that baby.
Yeah,
it wasn't that.
So, well, a lot of people were attacking the right lady. There was another lady.
They finally found the right
lady. Two-color hair.
Ain't no way in the hell I would have gave that ball back.
Yeah, Karen Bob. You didn't have to give it to her.
I wouldn't have gave that ball back.
Because it was for the kid, right?
He had already given it to the kid. He took it back from the kid and gave it to her just because she was throwing so much of a fit about it.
Well, you keep throwing a damn fit. Security!
Yeah, this lady looks crazy. My son has a ball now. We're good. You're not going to take it from him. Right?
Security! I mean,
it seems like a pretty easy one just to tell her no.
I ain't never, ever called for security before. I sure would have called him then.
The kid ended up on the better side of this.
It worked out right. The people that behaved themselves ended up
correct. And that's usually what happens. When teams find out about stuff, kudos to professional sports teams
that
make things like that happen.
Agreed.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.